This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Harvey, if you can just put that in front of Victoria, please.
Oh my God!
No, she didn't make that entire thing.
Oh my God! Okay, well, let's stop this podcast for half an hour. Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If you're already wondering how many calories in a large mini eggs Easter egg, this is the podcast you need. I am Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hello.
Fellow dieter, still?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out in the next 3 minutes on this show. Producer Paul is here as well.
Hi.
Let's get our first update. Let's go straight into
let's do it.
Victoria.
I'm at that point in my diet, and I say diet, I'm not really dieting. I feel like I need an intervention. I need an intervention, but I don't really want one at the same time. But I have completely just abandoned any sort of diet, any sort of healthy living plan, lifestyle. It has gone out of the window, and I do not know how to get back on track. I am just a gannet at the moment. I cannot stop eating. I would say that I'm still having quite large fasting windows, so I'm hoping that that does go in my favour, but the sweet tooth is just ridiculous again at the moment. I'm having something every day. I'm not really logging my calories. I'm a bit meh about it. However, I am determined, she says this every week, to do something about it, because time is running out to get to where I want to be this year. So I have come up with a plan for March. Ooh. There were two options for this, actually, and it was really, really touch and go with which one I was going to go for, but I have decided. But I'm excited, and I think it's going to keep me motivated.
Well.
Oh, I love it.
Well, so much to unpack. Firstly, can I say,
yes,
if you have gone off plan, you look more svelte.
Oh.
Today than I think you've looked for a very long
Thank
time.
Thank you. Well, I have washed my jeans.
Okay, well.
So
well,
they are a bit tighter.
Yeah, but
so,
even your top.
Oh, thank you.
I think you look like you're on the downward trajectory.
Cho.
You do.
Oh,
you do. You look
so
great.
Much.
You really do.
Thank you.
So
right, I'll just leave now then, shall I?
So keep eating is what I'm saying. It suits you. What's happened, darling?
Well, I will tell you some things that I have consumed over the last week.
Mm-hmm.
One of those being a Domino's medium-sized pizza to myself.
What?
We got a voucher or a leaflet through the door, and that was it. I just had to see that, and then that was enough for me to then want that for dinner that night.
Was it one of the two for Tuesday things?
No, it was a 50% off if you order via the app.
Fine. So then, I mean, then do it via the app.
Yeah, it wasn't that expensive.
Oh, God.
But I did resist the cream egg cookies that they've got, only because they were £7 each. Like, or £7 for two, or whatever it was. It was seven,
seven quid.
Quid
for two is good.
Yeah, but I just thought that was quite a lot.
I know, but it's got full cream egg in the middle of it.
Yeah. But I did it. I resisted that.
Okay, that makes it better.
Sure. I also had to post some Vinted parcels in the week, and I go to my local co-op and I always have a little browse, see what's on the yellow sticker. And it's usually cookies. So I did buy a bag of cookies and ate them all.
So you didn't have the cream egg cookies from Domino's. And so you went to buy cookies.
This was a different night.
Fine.
But they were 59p, so okay, there's quite
fine.
A big financial
yes.
difference
oh,
there.
Oh, my God, yes.
And then went to Tesco at the weekend. And have you ever had their profiterole stacks?
I have not. Would like to.
I ate the entire thing by myself over the weekend.
Oh, Victoria.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You have gone for it.
I have gone off the rails. There is absolutely nothing holding me back. And there really, really should be.
Oh.
And there just isn't.
God, we need to stage an intervention.
I know, I do
so
need
one. So what's your plan going ahead?
Okay, so shall I tell you how I've got on or tell you my plan first?
I don't know if I want to hear the bad news. Of
okay,
how
I'll tell you
well,
about...
if you've come up with a plan, it must be off the back of some dramatic news that you've had, perhaps on the scales.
Okay.
What do you want then?
Tell us what you've done on the scales.
Okay. I don't know how I've done this.
Oh, hang on.
And I feel like this might be pulling a Victoria 2024 version.
Oh, you've lost weight after all that.
It's that, or there is genuinely, and I know we've used this as an excuse, something wrong with my scales.
What's happened?
I've lost 3 pounds.
Fuck
again.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, but my scales are only showing me two numbers. So if you'll see, Producer Paul, it's either I lose 3 pounds or I'll gain 3 pounds.
Yeah, that's three weeks running. Yeah. You've lost three, added three, lost three.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the scales.
Oh, and then if you go back previous week, you put two on, and before that, you'd lost four.
Right. Like, my scales are literally up and down.
Yeah. You need to go back to a group.
Yeah, but you have just said that I'm looking good.
You are, to be fair. Yeah, to be fair, you are. You really are, though.
Thank you.
You are.
I have been
But
debating.
We can't. We cannot. This is a podcast that very much relies on the numbers.
I know.
And you are openly saying your scales are shit. And so you need to really go back to professional scales.
A little bit suspicious of them at the moment because, like I said, I do keep seeing these two numbers, the higher one and the lower one.
I'm very suspicious of them. Do you need us to buy you new scales?
If you're offering. Or just a new battery, I think. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to take it.
Jesus, I would take it.
That was what was on the scales. Yes. That's what got logged on my NutriCheck.
Okay, fine.
So
But if you go back up three next week,
I will be...
Then we've got to do something.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. So, for March. So, yes. I came up with this before...
Because you assumed you were going to put half a stone on, as we
obviously.
All did.
So for March, I have decided, and I have got my little Fitbit out of retirement, back charged, back wearing all the time. I'm now obsessed with my steps. So I've come up with two, potentially three options. So moving more for March.
Nice.
Right?
Beautiful.
Where I'm going to do at least 10,000 steps a day, make sure that I'm moving more, or marching for March.
Marching for March.
Yeah, both got a ring to it. But it was really, really, really close because it was very, very, very nearly munching for March as well.
Well, listen, let's not write any of them off yet.
So yeah, I feel quite determined. I'm going to move more. I'm going to do exercise lightly because we know exercise makes you gain weight.
Yeah, you can't do it too. Don't go too balls deep into exercise, darling. We're not
only pizza.
That.
I'll only go balls deep. Yeah. So yeah, that's where I'm at. So I'm going to move more in March and replace the battery in my scales.
Okay, in March.
In March.
That's not yet.
No.
Okay. Of course, because we're on the last day of February as this goes out.
The scales are getting maintenance in March.
Oh,
yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, they are. Great.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you're looking good.
Thank you. I'll take that. That's fine.
How do you feel? Because you've just been eating shit.
Yeah, I feel shit because I've eaten shit.
Sure.
But the fact that you say I look good
makes me feel good.
Better.
I wish I'd never said it.
Thank you.
Right, should we do excuse of the week?
Sure.
Not that you need one. But go for it.
Yep, Sarah Burchett says, after days and days of using my wifey superpowers of persuasion, also known as nagging, I had initially twisted my husband's arm to get some chickens this week. However, the chickens were no longer available by the time that he said yes.
Okay.
Needless to say, I was very disappointed and needed something to lift my spirits. So we got a puppy.
Hooray!
Oh, wow.
We were so completely obsessed with staring at him over the weekend that we ended up forgetting to cook or do a food shop. The lack of sleep on the first night at home meant that we needed sugar to survive the next day
too. Of course.
Our staple diet has been Kit Kats, kebabs and Chinese food. He is damn cute, though.
Oh, my God.
That's quite a difference from chickens to a puppy.
Chicken really is, certainly commitment-wise.
I know.
Jeez.
Oh, cute,
okay,
though.
I need this husband's phone number because he has got conned there. I'm telling you. That's classic wife move there. It's like, oh, go for something crazy that will never stop making noise. Mm. and then be able to downgrade to the thing you actually want. Oh, can we get a tiger? Oh, no. Oh, cat then. Okay, no problem.
I love chickens, though, because you get eggs. And I eat eggs all the time. Free eggs would be great.
I've got a neighbour who has chickens.
Oh, you don't sound happy about that.
No, well, you know, they're quite noisy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a neighbour problem, though. Not my problem. My chickens.
No, but also your problem.
Oh, shit, yeah.
You do also have ears. Just so you know.
You know, they're early birds.
That's all right. I've got a toddler who's up at the crack of dawn. That's fine.
Okay. Oh, sure.
I mean, I've got no room, so I mean, that is quite a big problem.
If anybody lives near Victoria, just play sound effects of chickens just so she can start
and
getting
me eggs.
Yeah, bring her free eggs. Keep your excuses coming in, they could be featured in a future episode. We got more for you than this episode, of course, as well. There's 180 bonus episodes. Our extra portions are there for you if you sign up to our Patreon page. If you join in February today, you get a free NSV sticker. So that is today only. It's been going through the whole of Feb. If you sign up in March, tomorrow, you get a brand new sticker, not yet revealed.
Yeah, there's a lot of paper shuffling happening over
here. What? Me?
Look at Paul's face. Well, yeah, he hadn't done it last week, so... This is a rush job, isn't it?
Not a rush job. I've dedicated my whole weekend to this, guys.
To this rush job.
What's welcome
this,
to March's new sticker.
I sail at Margaret's Yacht Club.
Oh, my God. Ah,
okay.
Everyone weighs the same when you're floating. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Took me ages to come up with that slogan.
You know what? That looks bloody good.
It really does. Oh, my God. These are
absolutely
stickers.
Amazing.
I'm so hyped.
I don't even like the Yacht Club. And I'm against
and
it.
And I want
that
a sticker.
That is brilliant.
It's so good.
This is the first thing we've ever made that has no Secret World of Slimming Clubs branding on it. Some say for legal reasons. That's not true.
But I think it looks good because I feel like...
Oh, it's great.
If you know, you know. Yeah. Like, well, it's an exclusive thing to us,
what does it say on the boat there, Victoria?
What does it say? If you know, you know.
Thank you.
Oh, producer Paul, you have outdone yourself.
Oh, this is my favourite one.
I'm excited.
This is my favourite one yet.
Look at his face. I know. He's so proud.
Listen, they will be on sale from today. You can go to our Etsy shop if you want to buy the new sticker. I sail at Margaret's Yacht Club.
That is just genius.
They'll be online. If you join our Patreon, of course, you get one free anyway if you join in the month of March. So hold off to make sure it's March if you want that as your freebie.
I feel like you've opened the floodgates here because I feel like there's a whole lot of merch we can get for the Yacht Club now.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's see if we get a cease and desist letter from Slimming World first, before we move on.
Let's dip our toe in the in the proverbial water.
Pardon the pun.
Thank you. You get that sticker, right? Or the NSV one, depending when you join. You also get access to weight loss certificates, special gain certificate as well, if you've had a particularly good holiday. Weight loss certificates go to...
Fiona Simpson. She has lost her one stone, or got her one stone award.
Well done.
And then Alicia White and Holly Fitzsimmons, who got their half stone award.
Clap.
Well done.
For the ladies. Well done. There's a £100 draw each month. Spot prizes as well. And remember, if you want to join Patreon this month and immediately... get your new I Sail at Margaret's Yacht Club sticker. It's just £4 a month. Search for us in the Patreon app and go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Right, let's talk about the Bruce.
Oh, I am still obsessed.
This is a massive 1,000 layer chocolate cake.
If not more.
That you can get from a place called Get Baked in Leeds.
Yeah.
We are obsessed with it. You can try and order it online twice a week at 10 a.m. We have never managed to get hold of one. And the game still continues because every time you message us because you've got hold of your own fucking slice.
Fuming.
Yes. Every single person who tries it has said to us very openly... it's the fucking greatest day of their life. And so we know that when this happens, it's going to be the greatest day
of
our lives.
Even somebody on my Facebook who, if you're like me, you have people on your Facebook that you've not spoken to for years, friend of a friend, even they posted that they'd got one.
Yes.
I was like, how? And the Get Baked people actually shared a story just as it was about to go live and there were 2,500 people on the website. at the time it was going live.
How many?
Really?
Do we know how many they actually sell each,
God knows.
On each
a
opening?
Lot. God knows.
Thousands, isn't it?
Must be. 2,500 people.
That's crazy.
Okay, listen, we have had messages about Bruce that have come in.
We have, yeah. It's not dying down, which makes us want it even more.
Yes, it makes me want it more. Like, I can't even cope with what's in my head.
There's a Biscoff
about
one now, and they do muffins
I know,
as well.
But I still want to go OG first.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah.
We've got to go course, OG yeah. first. We can't yeah. go straight into the Biscoff, Bruce. That's freaking crazy.
That's for afterwards.
Yeah. Okay. We've got to go to the Gateway cake
Although,
first.
I will say I'll take what I can get at the moment.
Yeah, no, but we've got to go OG.
Okay.
Let's not
we'll
think about the others.
On it,
I'm bloody
Jones.
Trying.
Okay. Right. Charlotte Davies says, I had one last week. And picked it up from the shop.
Interesting.
Your best bet is to order on their website for click and collect.
Yes.
You can order from midnight for collection the same day. I was told that they sell out by 9:30 in the morning.
This is if you're going to collect them, they sell out by 9:30.
But, I mean, it's been up since midnight.
Yeah, true. And I get up early.
Well, Joe, this is your time
to
do it.
I need a time where I can actually get to Leeds.
I tell you what, you order it, I'll go and get it.
Well, this could be the way we get it. Oh, my God.
I ordered at 7 a.m. and picked it up at 2 p.m.
Okay.
That's quite a good
turnaround.
It's doable. Yeah. It's the best £15 I've ever spent.
Ever spent.
Good luck.
Ever.
May the odds be ever in your favour.
Pandora says, I can confirm I am well acquainted with Bruce and his family.
Oh, wow.
I've had Bruce. I've had Golden Bruce, which has got caramel inside. I've had Bruno, the hazelnut type edition.
Nice.
And the recent Valentine's edition. My achievement this week is I had a slice of Valentine's Bruce and I maintained.
Oh, my God.
Which means it's good for dieting.
Okay, I'm not sure that bit's accurate.
I think it does. I think it does.
Oh, okay.
One more about Bruce before we must move on. Mm. Because my obsession is it's reached new heights.
Holly says, I've tried Bruce and it's beautiful. When it arrived, I cradled it like the newborn that I never had. It took my partner and I 2 sittings to finish the one slice.
One slice.
Phenomenal.
Listen to that. One slice. 2 sittings, 2 people. It's so good.
Well, Joe, I'm just saying you need to try out.
When we do, and we will get one, because I'm telling you, I'm determined. I'm going to cradle it like a newborn as well.
Guys, can I just like step in a second?
Please. You're not having one.
I can't have one because I'm a celiac. I can't eat it, although it looks amazing. I can't introduce you to Bruce today, but I will tell you that my wife has been listening to you discussing this. You know, she used to have her own bakery business.
Did she?
Actually an amazing baker.
Well, she is.
Herself.
Is she really? Because Paul, why have you kept that to yourself?
No, but you remember she made the snowballs at Christmas,
yeah, but I thought
which
that was
we
just
weren't
a
allowed to have.
Family thing.
No. Oh, my God, no.
She's an amazing
really
baker.
Good.
In fact, so much so.
If she's made you one.
Over the weekend, she spent
hasn't.
Her time. She didn't. Let me just bring in my glamorous assistant, Harvey.
What?
Oh,
I
my
can't
God.
Bring you a Bruce, but I can bring you a Paul.
Oh, my God.
Harvey, if you can just put that in front of Victoria, please.
Oh, my God.
No, she didn't make that entire thing.
That is essentially the same as a Bruce. It is 12 layers of chocolate sponge, 12 layers of chocolate ganache.
Oh,
if you
my
just
God.
Can we just move that so it's on the camera in front of you there?
God!
Oh, my God, it is a weighty bugger.
Oh, my
so,
God. That's her version of a Bruce.
Oh,
that is her
incredible.
Version of a Bruce. It looks incredible. That's been going on in our house over the weekend. I must admit, I insisted it was called Paul. She was not that interested.
Is it celiac friendly?
No, it's not. So Paul can't eat the Paul.
It's just for us.
God.
It's just for us.
It's just
for
you guys.
You don't have to take it home.
You're
joking. Seriously.
Oh my God, I love her so much.
It's the greatest day of my life.
I tell you what she did say about the guys at Get Baked. She's like, I'm not surprised it costs £15 a slice because that has got over £20 worth of chocolate in it, that cake.
Oh my God.
She's outdone herself.
Joe,
I can't tell you how heavy this is.
I'm so hyped.
It really weighs a ton, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep.
You are on fire today, producer
you
Paul.
You really are. Look at his little face.
Oh, no, he's so happy with himself.
I mean,
so
I didn't happy. Contribute a single thing. I did. She did send me out to Co-op to buy double cream yesterday to make the ganache.
Oh.
She ran out.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, let's stop this podcast for half an hour. Guys, we've just been upstairs to get a knife, forks, bloody plates. In fact, there's no plates big enough for the joy of the Paul. that has just been delivered.
We're going to have to call it the Paul.
We're
going
to have to call this one the Paul.
Yeah.
This is the Paul.
Okay. Paul brings so much joy to so many.
I'm coming over, Victoria.
Okay, please do.
Oh, look at it.
Oh, beautiful.
Right. Am I going in?
Yeah, go for it.
Jesus, it's too.
That's going to take the whole knife. Oh, my good God. Oh, my God, that looks thick.
Yeah.
Have you got the knife?
Paul's got a lot of girth on him.
Joe, your fingers are actually shaking.
Wow, are you stuck?
That is really big. Okay.
Yeah.
We've got a knife in one bit. That's it.
Oh, no, we're good. We're good.
Okay.
Right, go in.
Because I want to see it sliced open with all the layers.
This is the thing I'm excited about.
Yeah, 12 layers of sponge, 12 layers of chocolate ganache.
That looks good, though.
It does look good. We've messed up the cutting.
You've messed up the cutting, but otherwise, look at those layers.
Jesus. Paul, look at it.
So that's a real narrow slice, but you would say that's like the size of 3 slices of cake?
Yeah, defo.
Because it's so high.
That's the one.
I'm going in.
Are you taking the little slice?
Yeah, of course. Can
I have a full? I mean, we can't. Yeah, we definitely can't eat this full slice. People remember. God.
Can you see how big that bit is?
That's the Paul. Remember with the Bruce, it's a 3-dayer. One
this
slice.
Is heavy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's heaven.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. So good.
Okay, guys, remember we are recording a podcast.
It's so good.
That is, do you know what? That is the right level of moist as well.
Can I just, oh, it is.
Oh.
Can I just say, Paul?
Yeah.
I don't give permission for these videos to be broadcast because my Slimming World leader, I've really told her I'll try this week.
Sure. Have you ever tried chocolate cake before, Jo?
No.
Mm. No, I'm not even joking. I probably could eat this entire slice. Oh, my God, she has absolutely outdone herself.
It's so good. Right,
do you know what?
We can't say we like the Paul better than the Bruce, though. That's crazy.
I feel like we can't really slag producer Paul off anymore.
No, it's his wife, I remember.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I one, didn't ask her to do this. 2, contributed 0 towards it.
Mm. Okay, can we pause the podcast again?
No! Got work to do.
Oh, I just want to carry on eating. You do it around
Imagine
me.
That with in microwave, 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah!
And then a bit of double cream on.
That's not double cream December, though.
Oh, Jesus.
God.
Okay, let's should we do a podcast?
Yeah,
can I just have like one more tiny little bite?
Yeah. I'll just have one more then if you are.
Okay. I'm going to have to stare at it now.
I'm so sad that Paul can't have any.
Yeah, you sound it.
Shall we move away from Bruce?
Yeah, if you
don't mind. Onto the Paul. And then onto other things while we get our head around what's just happened. We need more of your messages. Nicola has given us one that's away from Bruce. So here we go. Nicola says, OMG, I've just walked past my Slimming World leader with a bowl of salad covered in bacon bits in Harvester.
I mean, that's okay.
Well, not if you're a Slimming World leader, it's not.
But it's still a salad, though.
I know, but she's covered it in bacon bits, darling. And has she measured those? Weighed and measured?
You can send them, though.
Yeah, but as she got the scales out in Harvester.
Well, she might have done.
I don't,
some of these
why are you sticking up for
because
her?
Some of these consultants are wild.
When you see them in the wild, they are wild. Well done, Nicola.
Vanessa says, I can't read my script line.
Have you got cake on your script, Victoria?
No.
I've
got crumbs everywhere, though. Yeah. Vanessa says, I found the podcast a few months back and I've started from the beginning. I signed on to Patreon soon after. I'm now at episode 181. In the last couple of months, I've bought the Fast 800 book, stalked Morrison's for a Palmier,
yes,
and tried Villa Maria.
Good girl.
Wine. I listen to the podcast as I drive a 2.5-hour round trip most days to look after my poorly dad. I have laughed and celebrated with you ladies, and your podcast brings joy to tough days.
Oh, bless you.
Today, I got an NSV sticker in the post, and I'm not sure why. But I'm hoping that when I get to the current episode, I will have a clue. Looking forward to hopefully hearing my name on the podcast.
You've got your NSV sticker because you joined Patreon.
I love that. She's got no idea
just
why
arrived, no explanation.
Hiya.
Barker says, I need advice. I'm going to a party this weekend and I bought a really lovely dress. The problem is that it's very, very tight. Even with shapewear, my stomach sticks out and I'm really conscious about it. The other option is an old dress that I don't really like and is not very trendy, but I do fit comfortably in it. What should I wear?
I think I commented on it saying that life's too short. You need to be comfortable. Nobody cares. As long as you feel good, that's all that matters.
If you really like this dress more,
yeah,
that is the one to go for.
Yeah.
Because if you wear the other one, you're always going to be going, well, but I like the other one.
Yeah, exactly.
And honestly, no one cares. They really don't. Maybe this is the time we should all go and, because it's last day of February.
It is, yes.
Today as this goes out. Photos in February.
Photos in,
why don't we all just go and put a photo up?
That's a good idea.
Of a photo like we look back on and we go, I didn't like it at the time, but sod it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Because it just doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
It just doesn't. So listen, let us know what you go with and have a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. And Trish says, is it too soon to say that 2025 is my year? Sadly, not asking for a friend.
Oh, no, Trish. Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shame In Again sticker. If you are a Patreon member, you choose which sticker you want as well. Just get in touch with your name and address. You can contact us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod. Victoria's having another piece of cake. Plus, the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook, where there's tons of chat between you lovely listeners, and we are on there as well.
Maybach, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, let's get another update, this time from me.
Announcement. I think I might have gone off crisps.
What?
Just don't fancy them. First time in my life. Is this
okay?
The diet breakthrough of 2024? Who knows? I've had an okay week. The good points of this week is that the lads at work were having a new breakfast bap from Popeyes, and I didn't have one. I know what you're really here for, though, and that is an update on Bruce. You know the cake we're after that I've become obsessed with because they sell out in seconds, and therefore I need it more than I ever thought I did. My mum is now on the hunt. My sister is going to try and get it sent to me. Mum is going to try for her. And I applaud that. Every man for himself where Bruce is involved. Looking ahead this week, boyfriend's birthday. Now, normally you'd go, well, it's only his birthday, it's fine. Who celebrates birthdays when they're in the 40s anyway? But he is a leap year birthday. So he only actually has a proper birthday once every 4 years. So I've got to be uber good up until that point.
uber good as she eats chocolate cake. Well,
how is this my fault? How is what's happening right
you
now?
You banging
fault?
On about Bruce has led to this, actually.
Oh, my God. But, my God.
Giving up on crisps. What? Are you feeling
just,
all right?
You know what? I've just not fancied them.
That's very unlikely.
It is unlikely.
I am a bit worried
it?
About you, actually.
Thank you. And remain worried. I had a message after I did that from Amy, who says, your crisp announcement sounds like me going through the seven stages of grief when I heard they discontinued Marmite Walkers.
Right, yeah.
And you're absolutely right. However, can I just say to Amy, Marmite themselves do have a crisp.
So, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Marmite do have a crisp. So I know the Marmite Walkers have gone, but Marmite do have a crisp. They are the only ones, I think, that could take me back.
Okay,
that could really drag me back into the world of crisps.
Okay.
I've just not been bothered.
Maybe, though, because you're having a bit of a break, when you do have another bag, it'll be really, really nice because you've had a break from it.
And then you think?
Yeah, then you'll be back in it again.
Do you think I'll be straight? There could be a gateway crisp.
You and crisps, Jerry. It's a match made in heaven.
It is a love affair. You're absolutely right. But I don't know why I've gone off, but I just have.
Okay.
Just like not that bothered about them at the moment.
Or
I wonder if I'm just trying so hard.
Or breakfast. World leaders. You don't seem bothered about breakfast.
Well, they
Popeyes
had
breakfast.
This Popeyes breakfast, which involved, like, it was just a big stack of hash browns, Cajun hash browns, as they kept telling me.
Okay.
Mm. Eggs, bacon, sausage patty.
Is this local to here?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And it was delivered, wasn't it?
Yeah, but
and
it's a chain, though. They're
yeah,
around the
it?
Country. I've seen chicken, them places.
Isn't it a chicken chain?
Yeah, it's a big American chain, like a fried chicken, okay. Like a KFC type
but
thing.
They do like breakfasts as well.
Yeah, I think they've just started them, yeah.
Interesting.
And I'd have sit with that smell.
Well done you.
Thank you.
I mean, I would have gone for it, but...
I know, it's just there's lots of things getting in my way all the time, like today with the Paul cake.
Sure.
Like, do you know what I mean?
You're such a social butterfly, Jo. It's not your fault.
I know it's not my fault. So I have been on the scales at Slimming World.
You don't sound very happy.
I have
about
put
it.
On a pound.
That's fine. That's
it's not fucking fine. I'm so sick. And the thing is, now I'm sat with this cake in front of me, having only yesterday pledged to do my absolute very best. Again this week, I'm at that horrible in-between stage of life where I've got two more weigh-ins before an all-inclusive holiday.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're going away, aren't you?
Yes.
Lovely.
And I'm also, I've decided this, I haven't got time to join the gym before the holiday, so I might as well wait till after the holiday for that. So I'm just like, I've got to do well for these next two weigh-ins.
Well, what have you got?
Victoria, I have to.
I'm with you. What have you got coming up then?
This cake, one. Two, boyfriend's birthday.
Oh, shit,
and
yeah.
Then Sunday, we are going to see my sister, who lives down south, who I've not seen for donkeys.
Okay.
We're going out for Sunday lunch with her.
Lovely.
Now, here's the thing about her. She does listen to this podcast, but she's a lot younger than me, a lot more glamorous than me. And she could eat this cake and not put a pound on.
Oh, she's one of them.
Yeah, she's one of them. She is one of them. And I tell her all the time. And every time I see her eating on Instagram, I inbox her and I go, oh, putting any fucking weight on this week. And she never is. She's beautiful.
But Sunday dinner, that you can have that on plan. That's fine.
Not in a pub.
Of course you can. Just
on plan.
Yeah, on Slimming World, don't they like, you know, when you have a roast dinner, that's like basically Slimming World anyway.
Yeah, but only if there's no oil involved, which I don't know if there will be. So I've got two things against me this week. One is my boyfriend and one is my little sister. Both of those are people who I love.
Okay, well, what's happening for boyfriend's birthday then?
We're going out for a meal Thursday night.
Nando's?
No, we're going down the local pub, the Railway Inn.
Ooh, nice.
Lovely.
I think it's steak night Thursdays.
Again, right. You can have that on plan.
I know, but it comes with a free bottle of wine.
Oh, very nice. Take it home.
So every day up and apart from those two was going to be Uber on plan.
You still
and
can.
Now,
Jo, it's 2 weeks.
I'm sat here with 50 layers of fucking ganache in front of me.
Jo, that's 2 weeks away and you've just mentioned three things.
I know.
Right, you've
these,
got time.
But also, these three things are before the next weigh-in.
Well, there you go.
All
you've got
them.
Then another weigh-in after that. Jo, I can't
I'm
help
having a crisis.
You if you're not willing to help yourself.
I'm having a
Have
crisis.
A bit of cake.
The only thing that's going to make me feel better is when we hear from Paul. So let's try and get to that quicker than we normally would. This year, we are celebrating your NSVs, because if we're not getting it on the old scales, guys, we do need other things to monitor this with. So we're going to send you an NSV sticker if we read your NSV out. Today's is from Rachel.
And she says, I had my baby boy 4 months ago and have since lost 1 stone, 9 pounds.
Ooh.
Wow.
Not including the 8 pound, 10 baby that I parted
with.
Wow. That's a big one.
Okay. Chunky monkey. Today I had to tighten the sling on my baby carrier.
Yay.
Love the podcast. Thank you for entertaining me on my maternity leave.
That's a good NSV.
That is
the old
really
sling.
Good. And it baby in the carrier as well, if you're walking. That's good exercise. That well is done. Carrying that around.
Really great. Well done. Fantastic. Yeah, right, before your final messages, let's find out how producer Paul has done. The face of the Paul, as we've heard earlier.
So we had a Sunday roast for the first time in ages because we got gluten-free gravy. Bit bland, if I'm honest.
Sorry, he just sounds really...
Oh, no, he's honestly... But listen, before you go, you start judging Paul and his boring life. Look at what his wife has done for us.
Yeah, his wife.
Today.
His yeah. wife.
So he has a fun household.
Yeah, that's true.
We know that.
It just doesn't sound it, does it?
Doesn't make me...
Yeah, but maybe if she'd have made a bit less effort on that cake, then my Sunday roast would have been better than
this. Oh!
Because it's a little bit bland. Having said that, I had 2 full plates of it. Because
wow,
she was like,
it's, bad then.
It's not too bad, you know, like you can have a Sunday roast, as you were just saying to Joe, you can have a Sunday yeah. roast for that isn't too bad. But I had 2 full plates of it, which I'm guessing okay. is not ideal.
Okay.
It was our gluten-free pizza night.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So I had gluten-free pizza and gluten-free fried chicken, intending to go, I'll eat the fried chicken on Saturday night, have the pizza on Sunday, ate it all in one go,
of
obviously.
Of course you did.
And then the Sunday lunch.
I thought you were supposed to be Sunday, trying.
Sunday roast. I was supposed to be trying, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love how he's finding it. Like, you know, like...
It's just great, isn't
before
it?
Before Paul actually joined this podcast properly, he would criticise us for saying on podcast recording day, we're trying, and yeah. then 2 days in, burying
it's
our
hard,
face in
it?
Cake.
Mm.
It's hard, isn't it, love?
Mm. Yeah, all right.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah, I don't really remember those days.
Okay.
So I've put another pound on. I'm now...
Oh, shit.
I am now a full stone over what my average weight is. I'm normally 14 stone 9. I'm currently 15
stone
9.
You are saying
nine.
That every week at the moment, you know. Yeah. And that is going up.
I put on 6 pounds in February.
Shit.
There was. Yeah. I can't remember the exact phrase he used in front of me earlier, but it,
we'll
was,
remember
a cry, it was a cry for help.
Yeah.
Because he
do you
said,
need an intervention as well?
Maybe I do.
Victoria said something like, I don't know what we were saying. Must have been how long we've known each other. And he went, yeah, but you've never known me as fat as or something and shit. And it was, and I brushed it. I was like, oh, you look fat. You look great.
Break,
you look great, darling.
My heart
whatever.
A little bit.
Yeah, it was. It was all a right. bit. Oh. It all was right. a little bit of an emotional plea from Paul. Because he is the biggest we've known him.
Sure. Yeah.
Paul, no, Paul, I'm probably the biggest you've known me. So we're all in it together, darling.
Tough times.
Let's come to group. Why don't you come to group?
Yeah.
I would pay money to see producer Paul go into a similar group.
Imagine.
That so, would be taking so good. Over.
Actually, while we were on the radio this morning, Joe, my wife was messaging me because I messaged her to say that I'd put a pound on because I weighed myself while she was still in bed. And now she's messaging me things like, shall we drop fish and chips on Friday and just have fajitas?
Oh.
And I was like, no, that doesn't sound like a good idea. Okay, I've thrown away the mini eggs.
Oh, thrown away!
That's drastic.
Do you think
I don't
she actually?
That.
Do you think she means that she's actually eating them?
Yeah, of course
or giving
yeah.
them to your son?
Yeah.
Maybe.
So
she's giving you an intervention yeah. subtly there.
Yeah.
This is like when I was a teenager and my mum restricted how much cheese I could have on my jacket potatoes.
Horrible days.
Tough times.
Horrible days. Oh. Well, listen, darling, there's always next week.
Yeah, thanks.
There's always next week and there's no fish and chips this Friday. Anyway, let's move on. We've got a load of least supportive diet partners, which feels like the theme of this freaking show today.
Carolina says, I'd like to nominate my immunity system for a least supportive diet partner. In the span of 6 weeks, I've got COVID, strep, and mono. What's mono?
I don't know, but they talk about it a lot in American movies.
I was okay. going to say exactly
yeah,
the same
they do,
thing.
They do, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right. Like a teenager. At the age of 37, for context, I've been macro counting for years. I lift weights 4 times a week and my average step count is 9.9. That'd be annoying because I'd be like, we'll just get to
yeah, 10. Yeah, sure.
I've been in bed for weeks. Oh,
bless
food
you.
Is the only joy I have in my life right now. I've gained 4 pounds and my activity watch probably thinks that I'm dead.
Oh, no. Oh, darling, get well
soon. 4 pounds, that's all right.
Oh, horrible.
I think Carolina might be American because yes. I've just Googled it. I think it's glandular fever.
Oh, is it? Oh, that yeah. does wipe you out. That does.
Horrible. Mm. Horrible. God oh, love bless. You. Bless you. Louise Holohan says, least supportive diet partner for me is DCI Vera Stanhope.
Okay, sure.
I was all set for an early night, having been a diet angel all day, when I spotted the new episode of Vera had recorded. And I thought I'd give it 10 minutes before bed. It was so good that I thought, oh, a small glass of wine will be lovely with this. An hour and a half later, half a bottle is gone and I've finished off a tube of orange-flavoured Smarties. And it's weigh day tomorrow. Damn you, Vera. I don't think I've ever seen Vera.
Well, it's funny. I Googled it after I saw this message from Louise and I told my wife about it because she loves old women solving crimes.
Yeah, detective series.
She's mad for Miss Marple. Loves Poirot, stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, I love Poirot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything ITV3, if it's got Saga Holiday sponsoring it.
Oh,
my wife
great.
Will be into it.
Oh, she'll love this then.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's got a good one coming up. Tell her to open a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And Claire Louise says, least supportive diet partner is myself. I love white chocolate Cadbury's cream eggs and I can't find them anywhere. So I've had to buy a box of 48 from Amazon.
Yeah.
Jeez. 48.
God. This is no... But today,
it's
there is no hope on this podcast. There is no message of hope at
no,
all. If you've
isn't.
Come here... for a glimmer of something you can hang on to for a week. Not one sentence is helping you. Sorry about that. You have all got yourselves a No Shame In A Gain sticker. Right, Slimmer of the Week.
Oh, it's not justified.
It's not justified, but sometimes it's not, darling, and you got to grab it.
I'll take it.
You got to grab it in case you never get it again.
Paul, can you say that I'm the Slimmer of the Week, please?
Well done, Victoria, on being Slimmer of the Week.
Well Thanks. Done, darling. We will be back on Monday for Patreon members, then back here on Tuesday and Thursday on this feed. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in a game.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.